I want you to talk about women. Mr. Crown?
I'm sorry.
Women. You've yet to talk about women.
Well, I enjoy women.
Enjoyment isn't intimacy.
And intimacy isn't necessarily enjoyment.
How would you know? Has it occurred to you that you have a problem with trust?
I trust myself implicitly.
Yes, but can other people trust you?
Oh, you mean society at large?
I mean women, Mr. Crown.
Yes, a woman could trust me.
Good. Under what extraordinary circumstances would you allow that to happen?
A woman could trust me as long as her interest didn't run too contrary to my own.
On society? At large? If its interests were to run counter to your own?
I'll walk for a while. I'll meet you at the office.
You want me to take your breath test?
No, I'll carry it.
Oh, no! Jesus Christ. Look at this jerk.
Morning, Mr. Crown.
Bobby.
Back for your haystacks, huh?
I'll never let it go on tour, Bobby.
Oh, I'll lay down the law. You're not Duck. Everybody else goes right for the Monet.
Well, it's very nice.
Nice? Do you know what it's worth?
I just like my haystacks, Bobby.
Something screwed up. My list is some kind of sarcophagus.
Oh, what do you want me to do? It's a horse.
You want us to take it back and dump it?
Nah, just unload the damn thing. Boy, it's gonna be hot today.
Good morning, Mr. Crown.
Sam.
You know, can't let them know what's going on.
You know what I mean?
And I leave.
What, are you in the building or something?
Excuse us, sir.
Oh, yeah. What the hell? What's going on?
He does own the building.
Good morning, Mr. Crown.
Good morning, one and all.
Good morning, Mr. Crown.
John, welcome back.
Good morning, Mr. Crown.
Good morning. Give me good numbers, Jimmy. Good morning, Daria.
Good morning, Mr. Crown. You forgot your briefcase, right?
No, I must have left it here last night.
Disparity here.
Yeah, I saw that.
Well, we can't leave it here. Let's find out what the problem is. That is not a sarcophagus. It's Friday.
What did he mean by that?
I'd say come Monday there's going to be hell to pay.
Crimes in this thing, I never thought I'd see that.
Thomas Crown forced to sell something.
So what do you think, Crown?
You don't have any regrets about the way you played this, do you?
Regret is usually a waste of time. As is gloating. You figured out what you're going to say to your board when they learn that you paid them $30 million more than others were offering? Good morning, gentlemen.
English only from now on.
Tylko Jan. Nie mówi po angielsku, eh?
Gentlemen, upon closer inspection, your proposal is not as generous as you led us to believe. There is no mention of executive compensation. Number two...
gentlemen, we understand your objection to the merger.
It's not a merger.
I'm afraid your stockholders have
spoken. We have reason to believe the stock price...
General Frank, we have anticipated your reluctance.
We won't be a Crown subsidiary.
Our attorneys are prepared to go head-to-head with you at the SEC.
That kid was going to bust a gun when you went into that thing.
Ago, sad to see another tired man lay
sad
down.
Sad to see
his
another
hand.
Tired man lay down his hand and quit the holy game of poker. That's the line, Danny. He's right, you know. Third generation company, you think would have shown more grit?
Impressionist work in history. It started the Impressionist movement. It influenced dozens of major artists who went on to found the first major school or style of the 20th century. Okay. Try this. It's worth $100 million.
The government guy we paid off to make a state deal is back.
No. This is the second time they lied.
Daniel, you had
turkey. Mr. Schmidt called from UBS.
Don't forget about the Douglaston conference call in 10 minutes.
Young lady, do not touch. I'll let you go this time. On your way.
In the compressor room. There's something wonky with the AC.
Can't we just pass it on to engineer?
The book says we check it first.
All right.
It would be one of the hottest days of the year.
Can you believe it's nearly October?
Why don't you bring the kid?
Are you kidding? You know how she is. She'd probably run to court saying I was endangering them.
You're not kidding, are you?
You wouldn't believe the shit the woman deals out.
why didn't they call maintenance?
See you in the morning, darling.
Found your briefcase, I see.
Evidently.
Good night, sir.
Night.
They want to talk to you upstairs.
Me? Or the regular proctor, because McKinley will be back in just a couple of seconds.
I think you should talk to them. Call them if you like.
Administration, hello?
Yes, this is Jeff in Wing 8. I was just told you wanted to speak to me. Okay, I'll be right up. I'll just go up.
Sorry, this exhibit is closed. I'll have to ask you to leave.
This exhibit is now closed. Please use the nearest exit.
The exhibit is now closed. We're closed for the evening.
We're closing. Thank you. Please exit to the rear.
I'm sorry, sir. This exhibit is closed.
We got him.
It's only 4:45.
We're closed. Quick cleaning.
Evicted.
What do you mean?
The Impressionist Gallery. Closed for cleaning.
Cleaning?
Yeah. Doing it right now.
Hey, Dad. Lend me a hand here for a minute.
Certainly.
Look at this. Regresaste de Adumilacum immediately.
Excuse me. What do you think you're doing?
Yes.
What?
Upstairs sent us down to clear this exhibit. They've got some VIPs coming through.
I didn't hear about it. I oversee this section.
Call upstairs if you like.
No. You're right. They've been having people down here all week. upstairs.
Good evening, sir.
Hey, Paul. Want to put this in the study?
I set out a bottle of wine.
Thank you. I may have won a cruise.
The chopper?
Abandoned in Queens.
You know it was stolen?
Checking, probably off some guy's pad in the Hamptons.
Yeah.
Mr. Lennox. Mr. Lennox is the director of the museum.
Yeah.
This is Detective Michael McCann.
Sorry to be here, sir. Who are the actors?
Four, all foreign, probably Eastern European, no print records.
Yeah, illegals. Check with Interpol. Russian government might help.
In the works, point of entry was a hollow statue delivered this morning. They brought it in through their own security.
Next, you're going to tell me it was a horse. A Trojan horse.
Bingo.
Somebody's got a sense of humor.
We got three digits of the truck plate.
This place been here before?
They just lost their cherry.
That's the last I gather. It was just the one painting?
Oh, but it's such an important one. It's a seminal work, a historical watershed. It's truly irreplaceable.
I love this neighborhood. Some of these broads were earning my salary. So the skylight was rigged to blow.
Yeah. There were cargo nets spread out, ready to use.
And they're wearing repelling harnesses underneath their clothes.
Okay. All right. All right, let's just track this thing through. So, they kill the air, make the place uncomfortable, drive out the tourists, right? Then they lower these gates so nobody can get in to disturb them. Then they lower the paintings into the cargo nets. Pull the paintings, ditch the frames. Figure they're gonna fly out of here like a road company, Peter Pan. But somebody makes them early. Chopper takes off. Some of the crew make it, some of them don't. Basically amateur night. Right? What's that?
It was wedged under the gate.
And?
Not exactly Samsonite.
Titanium. The engineer said it would have to absorb 15 to 20 tons to stop this gate.
Seems there may be a couple holes in your theory. They shut off the air to drive out the tourists. Then they escort them out anyway? Then they close the gates to keep everybody out, but block one of them open while they prepare to load, conservatively, 1,000 pounds of paintings and 800 pounds of men that we know about in a, what was the chopper model?
Sikorsky S-76.
Right. In a chopper with 600-pound useful load. You, figure you'll wrap this up by morning, do you, Lieutenant?
It's Detective. And, you know, I'm a little fuzzy about who you are.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Catherine Banning. Zurich Underwriters requested Well, actually, they...
Your insurance.
Let's say there are a couple of Swiss gentlemen who'd rather not write a $100 million check.
So I'm stuck with you on my back.
Oh, come on, Lieutenant. Who knows? You might enjoy it.
$1,000 says you can't do that again.
Tony, put another ball down there.
Tommy, that was a figure of speech.
Let's make it interesting, shall we? 10-1?
Fine, I'll take your money.
Let's go again. Still 10-1.
Tommy, that's $100,000 on a goddamn golf swing.
It's a beautiful Saturday morning, John. What the hell else have we got to do?
All right.
She does live in Europe, but she's actually from the Midwest. Born Catherine Olds.
Well, who's Banny?
Some Englishman she married for 6 months.
Oh, so she's not law enforcement.
Worse. Bail bonds and bounties.
Oh. Tough people?
Yeah. Her father's an Ohio hard case named Clarence Milton Olds, called Bumper Olds. Story goes, he kept a chain on his back bumper. The guy ran on him once. He brought him back on the end of the chain.
Guess you don't want to cross old Clarence, huh?
Good morning. How are you?
I said, how are you?
Jet lagged. Thank you.
We thought we'd start with the, security tapes. What is that?
You don't want to know.
All right. These are yesterday's tapes from the Impressionist wing.
Why are they different from the corridor cameras?
We're upgrading to thermal imagery. So far, it's just the high-value areas. But it works in the dark. Even senses body heat.
Mm-hmm. Got it. So that's the Monet that morning.
Right.
Okay, skip forward to the robbery.
Time of the robbery.
Whoa. Zip.
Was your camera still working, or what did they, cut the feed?
Oh. No. That's why they cut the air.
You know, that could be. These things need a 10-degree difference. If the temperature of the ambient gets within 10 degrees of the bodies...
And the camera can't tell between people and walls. How hot did it get in the museum? Check the other cameras. Okay, so why can you see people in this room?
Well, the ambient that wing only went up to the mid-80s.
Okay, wait a minute. You're telling me that for some reason, the area around that particular painting went above 90?
What?
I don't know. Something.
What are we, channeling now? How long have you been doing this?
A while.
Where, Europe?
And other places.
Oh, you're a real self-promoter. Give me a, for instance.
How many legs?
What?
The bench.
Two.
Do you still have that tape up?
Yeah.
Great, back it up. Back it up to the morning part of the tape. Stop. Hello.
Jesus. So they bring this thing in earlier in the day. What's in it?
I mean, it could be a heater.
What?
In the briefcase on a timer. Bring the temperature up 10 more degrees.
You ever eat?
Hmm?
Lunch, for instance. You like pizza? I know a great place we could stop.
I'm on London time.
Pizza's not your thing.
Okay.
What's the matter, Lieutenant? Should we leave you for a stockbroker?
It's detective. First grade. And he was a urologist. Can I drop you someplace at your hotel?
One, I keep an apartment here. And two, I'm going to your office.
She keeps an apartment. I keep goldfish.
Oh, hey. Hello there, little lady. How you doing?
Detective.
Look, they don't seem to be Russian. Tadros thinks it may be Romanian. The witness is here. Come on in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Number four. You're sure? I'm sure. Okay. Do you mind indicating that here?
Certainly.
Let's check it off.
Sure.
Okay. Can I sign down here, please? And this gentleman will take you out. Finish the paper. Appreciate it, Mr. Crown.
Thank you very much.
Give. We're going to go beat up the Romanians.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, wait a minute. Let me get some coffee.
Well, that sums it up, gentlemen.
And you'd be willing to testify to that?
Sure, absolutely.
Mr. Crown, I have to tell you, people like this, they might have friends. You realize they might try to make it ugly for a witness.
Yeah, well, I understand, gentlemen, and I guess I'll just take my chances.
We'll nail these jokers.
I can't imagine somebody thinking they could get away with a thing like this.
They say anything yet?
Not in English. Still trying to find somebody to translate.
Let me try.
Do not tell me you know how to speak Romanian.
God, who would ever bother with Romanian? Give me the quiet one.
Okay.
Vous aimez les États-Unis? Sehen Sie gern Gangsterfilme. Meet Edward G. Robinson. Seine Familie stammt aus Rumänien.
Ich will einen Rechtsanwalt.
Aber Sie sind da kein Staatsbürger. Da gibt's keinen Prozess. Sie werden gern einfach deportiert. Rumänier ohne Ausweis machen uns nervös. Nervös. Die könnten Sicherheit sein. Deine Regierung nimmt geheim Polizei. Was die mit dir machen.
They do speak English. It was a prepackaged robbery. He picked them up in Little Odessa. They were given timetables, electrical...
Okay, who's he?
Yeah, you don't think they know, do you? I mean, there were intermediaries. They never saw his face, never heard his voice.
One-time hires. That's why they failed.
What makes you think they failed? Oh. Maybe it was a successful robbery. Maybe they were set up to fail.
Why?
Diversion. Make a lot of noise over there. So over here in this room, you can take $100 million off the wall and waltz right out the front door. Oh, that's good.
Doesn't matter. Because as soon as he tries to sell it, we nail him.
Oh. He's not going to sell.
He's not.
Mm-mm.
This is an elegant crime done by an elegant person. It's not about the money.
Okay, so who's going to risk prison to steal a Monet just to not sell it?
A Monet lover. Whose desk is that? Could I use it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Let's dig up every major auction in the last 5 years and see who's been bidding on Monets. See anyone we know?
Him? A big day for this guy is taking off his tie. He's a finance geek.
Is he?
I saw him wreck a $100,000 boat because he liked to splash.
Do you have any idea what kind of flesh-eating lawyers this guy's going to have?
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention political connections.
Mr. Thomas Crown has very generously loaned us a Pizarro. Our own Monet is restored. Not to mention personally apprehending one of the suspects. Come on.
Jim embellishes horrendously. I just did what Jim does at these fundraisers. I waved my arms in the air and shrieked for help.
I knew him, you know.
Did you, madam?
His son, that is. Lucien Pissarro in the 30s in Paris.
It's very impressive.
Well, it seemed the right size for the space.
Or maybe you were bored with it.
Do we know each other?
Not yet. I'm Catherine Bannon.
Thomas Crown.
Vodka rocks.
Okay.
Twist. And scotch neat.
Mm-hmm. How did you know that?
I've been reading about you.
Oh, where?
In a file.
Who do you work for?
I'm in the art world.
Dealer?
Mm-mm.
Gallery owner?
No, it's closer to insurance.
I'm covered.
Not for this. The painting. The Monet. You don't think they'd simply cut a check for $100 million, do you?
So you...
get them things. When there's this much money involved, it usually means I get them someone's head.
And whose head are you after?
Yours. Good evening, Mr. Crown.
Are you trying to imply that I had something to do with that painting?
trying. Thank you. No, I wouldn't call it an attempt.
What's your take from this?
5% of the value recovered.
Oh. Bounty hunter.
If you like.
Always get your man?
Mm-hmm.
Think you'll get me?
Oh, I hope so.
Can I drop you somewhere?
I have a car here, thanks.
Then tomorrow? Us? Dinner?
You're on.
Let's make it early. Got a stop to make first.
What's happened?
Happened?
Whenever I talk, while you're tuning out what I say, the corners of your mouth go up. You're enjoying something. It's not me. What is it?
An entertainment.
Very little entertains you, so I can easily guess. A worthy adversary. Hmm? Did someone swindle you?
You waltz in there without even a heads up, without one word to me. Or anyone else in the department, for that matter.
I had a little chat with him, yes.
You had a little chat? You told him balls out he was a suspect.
I cut through the crap, all right? How long was it going to take you, Mike? Weeks of wiretaps, if you could get them. Guys tailing him to the bathroom. I found out in 10 minutes. He did it. The smug son of a bitch did it.
You compromised the investigation.
No, I jump-started.
Oh, really? What do you have to show for it? Besides a date.
The man likes the high wire. I'm going to play with him for a while.
I think there's some questions to who's playing whom.
You saying I shouldn't go?
Don't piss in the department, Catherine, okay? We're on this. How do you do? This is a warrant. We're here to conduct a legal search of these premises. I'd let us.
Jack, I'll notify my employer.
Want two more men in this room right here. Let's go. Move.
Come on, let's go, man. John, take the back room.
Can I help you up here?
Mr. Crowley.
Thank you.
Excuse me? Why are you in my house?
I'm sure it's a mystery to you, but your lawyer will be able to explain.
Wallace!
This gentleman happens to be my attorney.
Oh, keep your knickers on. I'll get into his house.
Wonderful.
Thank you. How are you?
Popular.
Mikey, now you're not going to believe this. You know where he's taking her? To the museum.
He's taking her to the fucking museum.
It's kind of sweet, you know, for a first date, huh?
Hey, I didn't know your portrait was here. The faceless businessman in a bowler hat. Everything but the briefcase. Did you have to sit long for the artist?
Actually, I do want a copy of that.
Oh, of course you do. And where might you be taking me?
Come.
Good evening, sir. Museum is closing in 15 minutes.
Thank you.
Oh, you're a loner.
Uh-huh, that's the least I could do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think I've had the air back on. I shouldn't have checked my coat. Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I had my pick in this room, I wouldn't have taken the Monet.
No?
No.
What would you take?
For my personal choice?
Mm-hmm.
That one.
You?
Hmm?
You'd like to have that?
Why? Would you get it from me?
Anything's obtainable.
Okay, I'll bite. What would you do to get it?
I'd buy a print.
It looks like they're going into Cipriani.
Wait a minute. I thought they were supposed to go to Le Cirque.
I'm watching them walk into Cipriani. And with no reservation.
Scotch, neat for me. And I guess the lady would like a...
What?
That the lady actually likes champagne.
We have Coupe Grand Cuvée 1981.
Sounds great, thank you.
Wonderful. On the way.
You've been busy.
I'm sure your files are thicker than mine.
Wow. The thing that impressed me most was getting from Glasgow to Oxford on a boxing scholarship. Hmm?
Not bad for the wee lad from Glasgow.
Mm.
It's easy. Rich kids carry box. The hard part was learning to talk. But you know, the manager, the Italian industrialist, the ambassador's son. He was 17.
Yes, he was.
I must admit, that's a fair litany for a young girl from Lima, Ohio. But the part I didn't get, I mean, it's obvious that you like men. But you never keep any of them around very long either.
Oh, well, men make women messy. Thank you.
Here's to the fear of being trapped.
Here's the fish for the lady.
Thank you.
Please. You're welcome. And the lamb chops for the gentleman. Please.
And we'd like to pre-order souffles. And I'd like to send a bottle of burgundy to those two gentlemen over there.
Of course, sir. Enjoy.
Thank you very much. At least they look like uptown. The ones yesterday looked like flashes.
Well, we do our best.
I'm under glass. Soon you'll know everything about me.
There are things we don't know.
Like what?
Like why? Were you bored? Acquisitions and mergers looking a little stodgy. Is it more fun getting it than keeping it?
And is this the fun part for you?
How do you mean?
It's not about the money. You like the chase. Not many women get the chase. It's like poker. We don't let you in the game.
You're right. My brother said I didn't have the mind for it.
And now they're plumbers.
Oh, but you knew that.
Mm. Can I ply you with anything else?
Nothing.
Cheese tray? Would you like a...
Would you like a deal? Make it easy on yourself. We'll just get more warrants, searches. Mess up your carpeting.
Yeah. I ask you a very personal question.
Why not?
Would you like another hit of espresso? Would you? Like another...
Like another hit of espresso?
Hmm.
That's the very personal question?
That's as good as it gets.
Oh, excuse me. May I ask you a very personal question?
Oh, sure, by all means.
Do you really think I'm going to sleep with the man I'm investigating? Hmm?
Is that the question?
Yes, that's it.
Now, why should I answer your question when you didn't seriously commit to my espresso?
All right, I'll seriously commit to your espresso. Let you in.
But the world is watching.
Yes, they are.
And besides, you've got no furniture.
Oh, that's good. That's very good. Good night.
Good night. Got a 10-digit pin.
Check the basement first.
You got it.
Excuse me.
Is that it?
We got it.
She got it.
Excuse me.
Let's see what you got.
Okay.
Look, this is George French, head of forensics.
Hi, George.
Hi.
This is Dr. Cornelius of Manhattanville. Come on in, Doc. This is Catherine Banning.
How do you do?
Hello. We'll go to work, Doctor. Don't glare at me, Michael.
So, are the laws of the United States completely unknown to you? Or is it because you've been living in fucking Morocco?
Monaco.
Or, Mogambo, I don't give a shit, okay? It's illegal entry, theft, trespassing.
I'm not a cop.
No, you're not a cop, because if you were a cop, you'd know that this won't hold up. Don't you want him
My
to
job
work
is a painting.
You've got a ghost here.
What?
Another painting underneath.
Monet reused his canvases.
Monet's unknown masterpiece, Dogs at Cards.
Where is that sack of shit? Where is he right now?
Black and white ball.
I'm so. I wasn't invited anyway. You left yourself wide open.
An old flush.
How many people in Forge Monet? Five, maybe six?
Come on, Michelle, I can't be arrested for a joke.
Oh, but this was a little too good.
You're just inches away.
I am inches away. You think I'm just going to pick up crumbs you lay out? I can smell blood on my own. You smug son of a...
Thank you.
Can I get you anything else?
Not a thing. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Paul. I suppose he didn't just run out for that. Damn, I hate being a foregone conclusion. You live very well.
Thank you.
I'd be ashamed to lose it all.
That depends on a very large presumption.
Yes, it does. I won't back off, you know. Not even for a minute.
I'd be hugely disappointed if you did. How do porcupines mate?
Old joke. Very carefully.
Carefully? Or unsuccessfully? Don't see many porcupines.
Creatures with highly evolved defense systems.
Like porcupines?
Like 42-year-old, successful, self-involved loners. If you found a female mirror image and think you're going to form a rewarding relationship...
Think again?
Good morning.
Nice dress.
Looks like it was a great party.
Mm-hmm. You're going to be a cliché?
Did you even think twice?
No.
You knew what you were doing.
My job. He likes me, he'll keep liking me. Keep him right next to me.
And you don't care what that makes you.
I know what I'm doing.
Do you really?
This is just about money, Mike.
Oh, he's got a problem.
Hold on.
Hold on, boy.
No, you gotta take the stick.
Oh, I'm not taking it.
Take the stick.
I'm not taking it.
Put your hands on the stick.
Oh, no.
That's it. That's good.
Oh, my God.
to that hill over there. Head for there,
Don't lose it, now. There you go.
All right. This is ridge running. I'm doing it.
Oh, this is great.
I'm in your hands. Just feel that. Feel that movement.
I do.
To the left. To the left. Pick up a thermal coming over the hill.
Oh.
Just like a hawk.
It's okay, we're only about 4 states from your car. That island isn't Manhattan.
It's not?
No. I have appointments.
Want to keep them? Doors welded. Throw your leg over.
Throw my leg over. Whomever you bring here.
I never bring anyone here. Hola.
I bet they're all my size, huh?
Could be. Might be off a little here and there, but I think they'll make do. I'll go make dinner.
Some wine?
Yes. Woo! It's beautiful!
Want to see it?
No.
You sure?
I'm sure.
by the splash.
Come here.
See it?
No.
Sure?
You think I believe you'd leave your hard stolen painting lying around a Caribbean hut?
What if I did?
And that you'd tell me?
Well, what if I trust you?
You know you can't.
You don't believe it's possible that you could ever trust me, do you?
You know how likely I think that is?
Another bottle?
Yes.
I think so.
I think so.
85 wasn't very good.
No, it's not.
The truce would be good.
That'd be great. That'd be good. What was it?
It's a nice little Renoir.
Oh. Nice little coffee.
We'll never know, will we?
Okay, I give up!
Easy, easy. Yeah, I'll get that bottle.
Oh, yeah, that would be good. Oh, you're not boring. I'll give you that. Bankers.
Who?
Who? The suit. You're transferring assets. Getting ready to run.
And suppose I did run. Then what would you have? Not the painting, but the $5 million fee? Not me.
Yes.
Suppose I gave you 10.
To fail. How would I hide it?
I'd teach you.
You really think there's happy ever after for people like us?
So just how big of a thief are you?
Well, if you count Wall Street, pretty big. If you mean art, I'm just an amateur.
Beginner's luck, huh? Gentleman jockey wins the derby.
Something like that.
Well, you got your hand caught in the cookie jar now. How are you going to get out of it?
It's just a game, love.
Nice tan.
Thanks. Went to the beach a couple days.
On the job.
That's right.
And did you pick anything up?
Well, he's got an ornament worn by Frederick Barbarossi at his coronation in 1152.
Really? Stolen?
No.
So that's it. And after 2 days and two nights.
That was it.
Would you like to know where he was the night before you left? Or after he left you last night?
Not really.
Okay, suit yourself.
Michael. Striking.
He seems to think so. 3 dates in 6 days.
Well, where does he find the time?
You okay?
Yeah.
You know, I was okay once. My girlfriend got drunk. Stayed out all night, came back in the morning, married. Yeah. I told people I didn't care, and then I fucked 5 women in 3 days, flipped my car on an on-ramp. Beat a suspect unconscious, got suspended. But, I was okay.
Is there a point to this story?
Not a big
moment. Right, but he was with him. What's this?
Photos of the borders of the Monet.
The borders?
Before insurers indemnify a painting, they remove it from the frame and photograph the borders. Borders are never seen in galleries or auctions, so if a picture is stolen and someone tries to pass off a forgery, the borders won't match.
And if the borders do happen to match?
Then the forger was in the presence of the original painting.
So, if Crown's prank Monet happens to be too good?
Well, then we find the forger and nail the bastard.
How long have you had these?
5 days.
And you didn't open them?
Yeah, well, they're open now. It's beautiful.
You're not going to say I couldn't possibly.
No. I wouldn't say anything now.
Old friend, but it'll be like having dinner in a morgue. But you know, it occurred to me, I might be able to bear it if you came with me.
Tomorrow? It's so soon.
I sense hesitation.
No.
Do you find my company monotonous?
No.
Because I'd hate to think you could.
Well, I'd be bored by you. Require a little variety.
You're referring to Anna. They photographed me with Anna.
You know, that's your prerogative.
I thought they were. I let it happen. You want to know why?
No.
I'll tell you why.
I don't want to know why.
I want to tell you why.
You know what? I don't want to know why. Jimmy, I'd like to get out.
Jimmy, keep
Jimmy,
driving.
Jimmy, could you stop?
Just let me tell you why.
No.
Oh,
Now ask me why.
I don't want to know.
You're upset about it.
Yeah, I'm upset because that's what you wanted me to be with.
I needed you to be upset.
Oh, he's sadistic. Oh, no.
Did it ever occur to you that I needed to know?
Know what?
Know whether all it was to you was the painting? How else could I know?
What about you?
I can leave here tomorrow. So can you.
We'd be fugitives.
Fugitives with means. All the difference in the world.
I don't know.
Oh, dear. Peter Pan decides to grow up and finds there's no place to land. They don't need sad party. If she's anything like you, she won't know what she's lost until it's gone.
Hey, let's go.
Where?
The painting's borders match perfectly. Then again, I'm sure you knew that, didn't you? Come on, let's go meet some forgers.
I was never an impressionist. Anyway, I pay taxes now.
Doing what?
Portraits. Inserting the rich into old masterpieces.
The wife's face on the Mona Lisa.
From Brooklyn to Greenwich in one generation, you've got to have the paintings to match.
So, who did it?
The German. Heinrich.
Nutzhorn. Art's a small world, Michael.
So, who do you think did this?
Friedrich Gorsch.
He said you did.
So you think if I won't paint, it just comes FedEx and the guards just think it's therapy while I madly copy a Monet in myself from the original.
What?
What?
Nothing.
What?
No, I was just wondering about what he wouldn't say.
Give.
There's nothing.
You know what? Life is full of shitty conflicts, okay? Give.
I just wondered if there was a connection between them, that's all.
Between Crown and that old man?
Yeah.
Spooky.
They owned a gallery together. Crown and Nutzhorn. In Berlin, 1990. And another one in Hamburg and one in Paris in 94.
You notice the one-man show in Paris in 95? The artist is Nutzhorn.
So?
So look at the first name.
Tyrol Newton.
Yeah, we spoke to a Heinrich.
You know what it was? The way he smiled at the painting? Pride. Paternal pride. I bet you it's his son.
Son of a great forger who paints as well as Dad.
Just hasn't been caught yet.
Well, I assume if you look, you'll find Tyrol Newtshorn lives in New York.
You know what? I owe you an apology. I didn't think you had the chops to see this through.
Well, you don't know me.
Yeah, but I should have, because I bet you'd stand at the pearly gates and kick St. Peter right in the teeth before you'd let somebody play you.
Harold, listen carefully and please don't interrupt. If I had to be gone, and I mean seriously gone, in about 8 hours, how much could I take with me?
You're all right, Catherine.
Harold.
Well, you'll be taking an enormous loss if you liquidate like this. You know that.
I understand that, and that can't be helped. But what could I leave with?
Well, that'd be kind of tough, but if you call me back in an hour, I'll have a number for you of some kind.
Okay.
Leaving us?
No, you're not that lucky. I'm organized.
No, Newtshorn's ever been to see the old man.
No?
There was a Newtson, though, 3 times last month. You think that's just a coincidence? Or...
could be.
Yeah. Probably is.
Look, here's an extra 100. Just go! Go! Tom's here.
He's in a meeting at the moment.
That's very
important. If you're waiting in the living room, I'll get him. Ma'am, wait.
Go and find the bloody plug adapter. Would you go downstairs, Anne, and ask Paul?
We've seemed to have backtracked.
No.
No. Take your hands off me! Come on, what do you have that's fresh? Like who that girl is and why she's here every time...
Anna works for me.
Oh, you never thought I was a fool before.
She's here because I owe her money and I wanted to pay her before I go.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
And what is it she does for you?
I would be compromising her to say.
Oh, Tommy, you're going away together.
No, I'm going with you.
Of all the things in the world to take with a leap of faith, how can I possibly trust you?
I'm not going to ask that. I'm going to trust you. Isn't that what you wanted, my trust? Tomorrow afternoon, I'll put the money back.
Where? Hanging back on the wall in the museum?
Yes.
You know, Tommy, I'm all checkmated out.
If the painting's back, we're free of it all. We're only for each other.
Back on the wall. In the museum?
Yes. And you'll meet me at 4 o'clock at the Wall Street heliport, and we'll leave together. Or you can have them at the museum waiting for me. I'm trusting you.
Bet up on yourself. Did the right thing. Assuming the son of a bitch shows up.
Yeah.
Oh, God damn it. Did she leave anything behind? All right, just stake out the whole place. Maybe she'll come back again. I don't know. No. Is Jack there? Put Jack on the phone. Get Jack. Forger. You didn't think we just dropped that, did you? Jack ran it down this morning. It was a daughter, not a son, and she was right under our noses the whole time. Tyrol, Anna, Knutson, Newthorn, whatever. Crown's known her since she was 10. When her father went to jail, Crown became her guardian. Put her through college, for Christ's sake. Now she works for one of his companies. Jack, hey, here's what I want you to do, okay?
He's in.
Got him.
Call you back. That's him. Overcoat and briefcase.
Yeah, Mikey, we got him. Center entrance. Gray overcoat.
Bring up the lobby on the big monitors.
Moving quietly. We don't want to make a scene. What the hell's he doing? It's almost like he wants to make sure that we see him.
Let's play ball.
There he goes, bowler hat. Move in and pick him up.
Go. Move in. Quietly.
Excuse me.
Shit, he switched the painting.
Oh, my God.
Stay with the painting. Stay with the painting.
Hold him.
No, what? Look, man, I can't. Shit, look, there's another one.
Where is he?
guys with bowler hats.
All over the goddamn place.
What about that?
Did you warn him?
What? No.
Did you warn him?
No.
Then he knew you were going to betray him.
Oh, shit, they're going for the staircases.
That does it. Now we got four floors to keep track of.
Son of a bitch, stay with him. This man disappears. It'll be 10 years before he surfaces again. Is the impression suite sealed off?
Completely.
Completely. There's no way to get in.
The gates are down. We get men on the roof.
He's trying to put that painting back. I guarantee it won't be in that room.
All right. Get after him. Four tours. Come out.
Where you gonna run to? All on that day, will I run to the rock? Please hide me and run to the rock. Please hide me and run to the rock. Please hide me, Lord. All on that day, put the rock right out. I can't hide you, the rock crab.
What? I can't hide you, the rock crab. Look, I can't hear you.
I ain't gonna hide you, guys. All on that day, I said, Rock, what's the matter with you, Rock? Don't you see I need you, Rock? Lord, Lord, Lord. All on that day, so I ran to the river. It was bleeding around to the sea. It was bleeding around to the sea.
Ridiculous. He got us running around in circles.
It was bleeding all on that day. So I ran to the river.
Ready, it was falling
around. I can't.
Yeah, I know. You're fucked. Coming down.
It was falling around to the sea. It was falling all on that day. So I ran to the Lord.
What do we do?
Start arresting people.
Come on.
But the Lord said,
excuse me, sir.
Go to the devil. The Lord said, go to the devil. He said, go to the devil. All on that day. So I ran to the devil. He was waiting and ran to the devil. He was waiting and ran to the devil.
Water paint.
And it's been here the whole time.
Open the fire curtain.
From what? Two days after the robbery?
There's something jammed in the track.
Returned the damn thing practically as soon as he stole it.
Sir.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, dear. Dear. This can't be. It simply can't be.
How the hell did he do that?
Oh, office. Write up my report.
Job's done, right?
Yeah.
So the other painting, why do you think he chose that particular one?
I have no idea. But, it's not insured by my people, so I'm out of it. Obviously, you'll still have to pursue it.
I don't really give a shit.
You don't care if you catch him.
Well, I'll do what they tell me to do.
Did you ever care?
Yeah. You pissed me off. But look, the week before I met you, I nailed two crooked real estate agents and a guy who was beating his kids to death. So if some Houdini wants to snatch a couple swirls of paint that are really only important to some very silly, rich people, I don't really give a damn.
You're a good man.
Okay. Get out of here. Tell him I said hello.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Go on. And don't stiff us for your phone bills.
No.
He wanted you to have this. Good day, ma'am.
Okay. Miss Fanning. Will you be carrying any luggage today?
No. Can you see that this... gets to this man at police headquarters? This should take care of it.
It probably won't get there until the morning.
It's fine.
Departures for international flights are up the escalator to your left. Ma'am? Is everything all right?
Everything's fine.
Did you set this up?
Why? Did you set this up?
Please.
I'll tell you what. You pull a stunt like that again, I'll break both your arms.
Round like a circle in a spiral. Spinning wheel like a snowball down a mountain, or a carnival balloon like a carousel that's burning, running rings around the moon like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of his face. And the world is like an apple whirling silently in space, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. Forgotten dream are the ripples from a pebble someone tosses in a stream, like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of his face. And the world is like an apple whirling silently in space, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. Jangle in your head. Why does summer go so quickly? Was it something that you said? Lovers walk along the shore and leave their footprints in the sand. Is the sound of distant drumming just the fingers of your head? Pictures hanging in a hallway and the fragment of this song. Half remembered names and faces, but to whom do they belong? It was over. Were you suddenly aware that the autumn leaves were turning to the color of her hair? Like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning, on an ever spinning wheel. As the images unwind, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. Just hanging in a hallway in the fragments of this song. Half remembered names and faces, but to whom do they belong? When you knew that it was over, were you suddenly aware that the autumn leaves were turning to the color of her hair? Like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning, ever spinning reel. As the images unwind, like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind. Just hanging in a hallway in the fragment of this song. Half remembered names and faces, but to whom do they belong? When you knew that it was over, were you suddenly aware that the autumn leaves were turning to the color of her hair? Like a circle and a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning, on an ever spinning reel, as the images unwind, like the circles that you find.